Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Guy who was at the Combine. Guy who's all over everything on the NFL Network. Why? Because he's good and he's our buddy. And he's calling us now here, which is terrific. He's Andrew Siciliano. Hello, Andrew.
Anything going on, guys?
No.
Nothing. No rumors. Okay. No. It's like boring.
All good.
Yeah.
All good.
How's the weather?
The note on the screen says you're researching Diva receivers.
No. I mean, yes and no. I'm just having fun here because it's early in the morning. And just for the record, I don't know of anything going on with the Browns. I mean, it's all internet rumors. So don't look for me to tell you that they're about to make some massive move because I can't and I won't.
Let's put a headline on that.
All right. So hang on. Andrew, what are you hearing about the Browns?
The same stinking Twitter rumors everywhere. It's Twitter, for Pete's sake. Look, so years ago when I worked in Chicago in the 90s, there would always be these rumors that would start on the floor of the Mercantile Exchange, right? And all the traders would you know, pass along the rumor, the Bulls are trading this guy, the Cubs are trading this guy. And then inevitably, every day in our newsroom at WMAQ Radio, big, you know, city newsroom right out of a movie, you know, the phone would ring to the sports desk or the news desk. Hey, there's a rumor, because you know, somebody would say something on the floor of the exchange. It would spread like wildfire, how rumors used to spread back in the day before the scourge of social media. And we'd be chasing rumors all day. This is no different. I mean, Twitter is no different than a game of telephone or a rumor being spread on the floor of the Mercantile Exchange or the stock exchange or a bar. It's just the same thing. So can't tell you anything.
All right. With that in mind, what'd you learn at the Combine? Did you have fun?
No, well, what I was doing just now, but full disclosure, just for the fun of it, I was telling Jake, I was going through 1995 newspaper archives to find the article in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporting that a certain celebrity-obsessed, very good wide receiver was about to become the highest-paid wide receiver in football with the Cleveland Browns. Remember him? Andre Rison.
Mr. Rison?
Yes.
Yeah. I figured that would be a fun tweet, so I just found the newspaper article.
Yeah, appreciate
that.
That's
what I'm doing. Yeah. So.
Appreciate that a lot.
So yeah, I don't know that I do. You tell me what's going on, guys. It could be nothing. But I will say this. You know what happened on March 9th last year, right?
Landry?
No, in the span of 2 hours and I believe 28 minutes, it was first Landry, then Tyrod, then
Demaryius Randall.
DeShone Kizer for Demaryius Randall.
Yeah. John's going to act fast, and he's going to be bold. And I can't wait to see what he does. And I described it earlier, Andrew, and Andy loved my thing. I said last year was kind of like the MASH unit of football where, hey,
right,
you got to plug some holes and you move them along, right?
Sure.
You save his life and you go. Now you can get really specific, and you can go find some guys for some specific wants rather than just needs like you had last year.
Right. Just because John Dorsey went on a huge early March shopping spree last year doesn't mean that's what he does every year. It's a one-year sample size.
I agree completely. But and that makes me even more intrigued as to what we might see, because I think he's going to go get some big-time talent this offseason. Rather than just plugging holes, he's going to get some guys that he thinks can put them over the top.
Or guess what? As he said at the Combine, he implied we're a year away, his words, right? Maybe he just stays true to his board and drafts good players. I mean, look, there may be smoke, there may be nothing, there may be just people throwing stuff against the wall on the radio and on Twitter. So there's that.
All right, what would you think of OBJ in a Browns uniform then? Let's start there.
Look, he's an immediate game changer. He is that good. He's had trouble staying healthy. He's a bit of a diva like all number one wide receivers are. He moves product. He is a polarizing figure. He's also very, very, very good at football. He's not a bad person. He's not an obsessive troublemaker, although he does have fits of immaturity off the field, certainly. His teammates all will tell you he works hard, plays well, and that's all you can ask for. I'm sure that some of the other stuff will eventually get old in New York, if it hasn't already. I'm sure whatever team he would potentially go to, if he goes to any other team, would eventually get sick of the other stuff as well. But there are people who swear by him, and I believe a lot of those people. He is also the most marketable player in the NFL. Some would argue Saquon or Baker or whomever. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, I guess, maybe has taken that mantle, but he is worth a gazillion dollars to Nike. He can type something with his thumbs on Instagram and move the needle and move product. I know that doesn't mean much to the football people, but he is a powerhouse on and off the field. That's the way to describe it.
Do you like him better as a football player than Antonio Brown?
As a football player?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because he's younger.
Okay. That's my thinking, too.
But do Browns fans actually want Antonio Brown?
Yeah, I can't imagine that happening.
I can't imagine that happening either. He wants a new contract. Now, the Browns can afford it. They're one of the teams that can certainly afford it. I will say this, you know, when John Gruden says, nobody works harder than Antonio Brown, that is not Monday Night Football booth hyperbole. That is the truth. He does work that hard. He also has, and I think a lot of us have this same affliction, he has the built-in resentment for those around him that do not work equally as hard. And sometimes that boils over.
Andrew, some of the names that were churning in the rumor mill, Ogba, Zeitler. If you're the Browns, are you looking to – let's start with offense. Would you mess with the offensive line at all? And knowing that Austin Corbett's sitting there as a backup, do you feel like he needs to get in there? And would you be – do you see those guys as assets on the offensive line?
I think the better question – that question would be better put to a former offensive lineman or an analyst who could tell you how Zeitler graded out last year.
Okay.
And give you a far more reasonable analysis of the way he played and whether or not they think he's worth his contract. I often turn it back to the Rams here. They let John Sullivan walk earlier in this week, a veteran center, 33 years old. Certainly does not make Zeitler money. He signed a record contract when he came to the Browns. But they drafted Brian Allen in the fourth round last year. Brian Allen plugs in. They drafted Joe Noteboom high last year. Joe Noteboom, if Andrew Whitworth had left, plugs in. He plugs in at left guard if Roger Saffold leaves in free agency. So what they did is draft offensive line pieces knowing they would get an apprentice year, and when they're ready to play this year, they will play. I don't know that the Browns thought Austin Corbett would be an apprentice last year, but that's what it turned out to be. If there's an offensive line hole that he can plug, that's why you draft those guys in the second round.
Andrew Siciliano joining us from the NFL Network. The situation with Jamie Collins I thought was interesting. If Jamie had produced more, his money was not an issue, was it, Andrew?
Correct. No, not at all. And look, there were points middle of the season where you turned on Jamie Collins' tape and it was awful. It was embarrassing. That's not me being mean-spirited at 5'7", sitting 2,500 miles away. There are people that I work with who looked at that tape and just went, wow, how do you put that on film? Then, when Baker Mayfield started slinging touchdowns, now granted, Jamie fought through some injuries last year. I'm well aware of that. But it seems like as the momentum for the season picked up, all of a sudden his play picked up as well. That's problematic. Mm-hmm. So, but that's the guy he was in New England as well. So he was what you signed. If you don't want to pay him $10 million anymore for that inconsistency, that's fine. Go give it to somebody else.
Andrew, with all the Odell Beckham talk, obviously that's where Browns fans are, you know, getting giddy. But the wide receiver position has a lot of guys in free agency, and a couple of them I really like. I've mentioned Terrell Williams from the Chargers a number of times. think he'd be a really good fit with what the Browns have here. And if you're looking for another guy to take a flyer on, Devin Funchess, different body style, maybe like Williams, that the Browns don't really have in this crew, because it's starting to sound like Breshad Perriman might not return. What are you hearing?
I would like Tyrell Williams more than I would Devin Funchess, who, full disclosure, was in our building a couple of days ago. He was a healthy scratch for the Panthers week 17, healthy enough scratch, that is. Week 17, he has a lot of issue with drops. He never really turned into that big number one that they thought they were going to get. He had a nice season 2 years ago. Last year, not so much. The quarterback also had serious injury concerns last year, so it's not as if that pass offense was as high-flying as they thought it would be. Don't want to blame it all on Funchess. I would go more for Tyrell Williams, as a self-made man, wasn't a first-round pick, has turned out to be a very reliable weapon. Brown saw that firsthand when the Chargers were in Cleveland this year, the false start on the right tackle notwithstanding, or left tackle on that touchdown. But you get my point. Yep. I like him. I am also all for building for the draft, through the draft. But if you'd rather go O-line, D-line at 17 and don't think you can make or get an immediate impact wide receiver later in the draft, then yeah, go spend some pre-agency money. It is not a very deep wide receiver class. Tyrell Williams is near the top, if not at the top of that class. Love Golden Tate. You know, he's a very productive player. Does he fit into your offense? You want a guy that's more of a burner on the outside? You know, he's not that guy. Same for Cole Beasley or the other wide receivers that are at the top of the board. This is not the big this is not where all the big money is going to go in free agency next week. And I would also remind people, this is an overall comment here as well. I had the tweet 2 weeks ago from our NFL research packet. I think the number is 4, and don't ask me to name them off the top of my head, but I believe there were only 4 players who signed as free agents anywhere from the start of the new league year in March through September of last year, when other guys got cut, you know, at the end of camp. Only 4 players that signed with other teams that eventually made the Pro Bowl. Not all pro. I mean, just go to the Pro Bowl. And that includes all the people that say no and drop out. It's only 4 players. Free agency is not the end all here. You got to build through the draft as well.
Andrew Siciliano, last thought. Duke Johnson, trade, no trade. What say you?
I wouldn't be surprised if they moved him, because this team has been very aggressive in making deals. I personally would not. You have plenty of cap space. You can certainly afford to pay him, and you have no idea how the Kareem Hunt thing is going to play out. No idea. You have no idea if he is going to stay on the straight and narrow, number one. Number two, you don't have any idea. At least you don't think you do. Maybe the Browns have better insight than others do about what the league discipline will be. And let's say it's 6 weeks. Let's say it's a year. I don't know that it's a year, but let's say 6 weeks. You ready to go in with Nick Chubb as your only guy?
Yeah.
You're going to go take a mid-round flyer on a running back in this draft? Do you need to do that? I keep Duke, personally.
Andrew, a pleasure. Good work at the combine.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you. Do the Indians have any outfielders?
No, they're on their way.
Oh, here we go. You got an update for him?
We're going on Mercado.
Well, I ran into good friend Michael Thompson yesterday at the Lakers game.
Oh, nice.
My former co-host.
Name dropper.
He's a good friend. Yeah. Anyway, Michael's son Trace is, according to Michael, allegedly hitting well in Arizona. So here's hoping Trace makes the team. He's versatile, can play all 3 positions, has good pop.
Former White Sox, right?
Former White Sox, former Dodger, yes. Right. Brother O'Clay.
All right. Let's do it.
Good kid. Right. Yeah.
We'll put in a word for him.
We're taking applications, so it's good.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
Great. Good night now.
Good night now.
Andrew Siciliano joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.